Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. We are kicking our show off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, in the weather forecast. Brittany!
Hey, what's going on?
And then not much. Brittany, how are you doing? You feeling rested and toned from the moving? You got the muscles in action? I know I always feel a little more toned after moving and stuff.
I sure do. That's a good point. I'm sore. You got to think of the positive that, yes. I'm toned now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're ready to take on the world. You are. Brittany, I know I want to get to our forecast because you're the best at it. And we, of course, want to update our audience. Real quick, if you don't mind, I have to apologize to you. I found out like just yesterday that you were at the show Saturday, and we had a chance. We could have been introduced in person, and we didn't have a chance. I feel so bad. I feel so guilty for that. Did you have a good time at the show?
Oh my gosh, yes, I did. That was amazing to see. Who knew we had such talent in Wisconsin Rapids?
Yeah, we've got a lot of it. There's a lot of great.
I don't want to brag, James, but I did get to meet Brittany
good.
In person after
right
the
on.
Show.
Awesome.
That was nice.
Yep.
It was good to see you.
Very cool.
Brittany, I can't believe you were there, James. We sat in the same room, and I had no idea.
I know, me neither. We're going to have a cup of coffee sometime or something. we definitely will. Brittany, what has Mother Nature got in store for us this morning? We having a cup of coffee with her. She's going to stick around for a bit.
I grabbed the iced coffee today.
Nicely done.
Yes, I am bringing the heat back for you guys. We are going to soar to near record-breaking temperatures once again. So back into the mid-60s today. Our record is 64 degrees. It was back in 2012. I think we're going to hit that exactly. Mm. It's not climbing a degree or two above it.
Wow.
Definitely a beautiful day today. This is the high fire danger risk. Of course, it's going to get breezy. We can't get this warm without those strong south. So they will start to get feisty this afternoon, evening. So avoid burning, all of that jazz. Mm. But otherwise, it's beautiful tomorrow, too, near 70 degrees.
Wow. Ooh, we heard that part.
Oh.
Brittany, you're breaking up a little bit on us, but we did hear that almost 70 tomorrow. But that came clear right through.
Oh, good. That's the only thing that matters.
It does sound a little bit like we're Brittany keeps swearing and we're censoring
bleeping her off.
Bleeping her out.
That's hysterical.
We appreciate you, Britt. Thanks so much for kicking off our week. Right, you have a great day. And I should mention as well, we have Melissa off for a couple of weeks here. Brittany is pitch hitting for her and mm-hmm. everything. Greatly appreciate that, Brittany. Let us know any way we can help.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, have a good morning.
You too.
Have a morning. She's the best. Brittany joins us every morning right in this time slot. Looking mm-hmm. forward to hanging out with her tomorrow. And we'll be hearing her in our news breaks. Mm-hmm. She'll be covering for Melissa there.
Yep.
We wish Melissa a good break. She has earned it.
She deserves it. She has earned it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for her.
I did warn her that she has to come back.
I did tell you,
yes, this is not permanent or anything. You got to come back.
I suppose she could do the show from Arizona, but
she might be able
to.
Yeah. We look forward to having Melissa back in a couple weeks here. And we're going to have some fun with some guests. We have, of course, Brittany pitch hitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Beth is going to join us on the air here mm-hmm. a little bit. We'll have Katrina Hintner with us this week. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
it's going to be a really fun round robin of guests and everything. I want to get into a couple of things with Seth this morning. We've got to talk about California and decaf. We got to get to that. Huh? That's definitely coming up.
Oh, okay.
El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner for you. Looking forward to that as well. A little bit later, a world record of tug of war. I'm going to touch on that one. That should be fun. We will have some good times during this 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with some entertainment news. We're going to talk Oscars. I want to talk about the wonderful run of the Glass Menagerie and rumors coming up at WRCT.
Oh, right on to the next show, everybody.
Yeah, show must go on.
It must.
We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. And then really something to keep in mind this week, everybody. We are first off, a big shout out to Pam Hilke and to all the people running for office coming up in the primaries coming up here.
The election on the 2nd.
The election on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everybody who got back to Pam, who was able to schedule time with Pam. For over 80 years, WFHR has done this. We have local candidates. We offer them equal time in an equal time slot. Mm-hmm. We ask them the same questions, each guest the same questions. Mm-hmm. It is not a debate. It is not a forum. It is, I ask question, they answer, we go to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way this has always been done. That's the way Carl Hilke did this job. And I am never going to try to act like I could do the job better than Carl did. I'm going to do what he did, and I'm going to keep doing it. I do very, very much. One thing that is different from Carl's day and age than now, we have the accessibility and great privilege of being able to interact with you guys more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
While I used to be able to call up on a show or stop by or something, I didn't really have email, didn't have a lot of this stuff then. Now, you can email me anytime, everybody.
Yeah.
James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. There is no reason whatsoever for one to call and bother Pam. It's not her job. She's not on the air.
Mm-mm.
And oftentimes she can't hear what's on the air. So what you're complaining to her about, she may not even know.
She has
know.
No idea.
And you're barking at the wrong person. I'm the person to come to.
Right.
And if you are somebody who has been on the air with us or something, again, same thing. Reach out to me.
Yeah.
There is no – this state has spoken. It is done with the divisiveness. Mm. It is done with the keyboard cowards. If you've got something to say, go to the person.
Yeah.
If you don't, then listen to what your mama always told you. You ain't got nothing nice to say, shut your dang mouth.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Really?
It's not. We are welcoming and excited to have the guests on that we are going to have all week long. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It's a chance for you guys to really get to know these candidates a little bit more and hopefully help with your decision making.
Mm-hmm.
We will kick things off today in this actual show.
Yes,
we're going to be having a, because to be honest, it was hard to be able to get these guests on and the time slots. We don't want to mess with our midday magazine guests.
Right.
So Pam did a great job working with all of these candidates to be able to find a right time to join us on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So today at 9:35, Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidate Tom Terry Muse will join us.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9:50, we'll have Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate Christopher Inda joining us.
Yeah, very nice.
Looking forward to both gentlemen coming in today. Going to have a lot of fun. Hopefully you have some coffee ready for him or something. We'll see. On Tuesday, we will be joined, just as a side note, at 9:05 tomorrow morning. Larry Knutson will join us from the Historic Point Boss. Looking forward to talking with him.
Oh, cool.
Larry not running for any office, though.
No. He's going to talk good, fun local history.
Yeah. We will, at 9:50 tomorrow, have Kate Medina in. She is a running for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate.
Okay.
On Wednesday at 9:50, Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidate Matt Zacher will join us.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday at 9:35, Nakusa mayoral candidate Al Marco, and at 9:50 on Thursday, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate Maddie Palmquist.
There we go.
That will wrap up our interviews for this week. We will find out if there's any other interviews or anybody else that we missed. Well, we didn't miss. They didn't reach out to us. If there's a candidate that is not in the air with us,
yes,
they either didn't reach out or period.
Or didn't respond.
Didn't respond.
Pam's invitation. She invited everybody.
Yeah, Pam, I cannot express how much Pam went through to try to make sure that she knew every candidate, she had every candidate, and we reached out to every candidate. If they don't join us, that's on them.
That's their choice.
That's their choice, which is perfectly fine. They don't, there's no, you know, I'm sorry we can't elect you because you didn't talk to James.
No.
Like, no, you can go ahead. You don't have to do that. But
what James was saying, you know, this is a perfect opportunity, if you are a candidate, to speak directly to the people who are going to be, you know, voting for you. Let them know, excuse me, where you stand. Let them know what your view, what your vision is for whatever school board, mayor, whatever it is. Let them know so that they can have a good idea.
Looking forward to having them join us a little bit later today. For now, let's start right here, Seth.
All right.
And it's important to remember that people who like decaf coffee are not insane weirdos. They just want to enjoy coffee without the side effects of caffeine and everything. There's plenty of people that don't. I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course, obviously. There's plenty of people that don't like decaf.
It's true.
They like decaf.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a report that lawmakers in California want to ban decaf.
What?
The issue is, I know, this is just, I know, man. The issue is that many manufacturers use methylene chloride to remove the caffeine from coffee beans. That's a chemical that's also used in paint stripper, which was has been labeled a probable carcinogen after being linked to several cancers, including blood and breast cancer.
Okay.
Coffee manufacturers argue that the chemical is completely washed out of the beans after treatment, plus any remnants would be burned off when the beans are heated at over 400 degrees during roasting.
Okay. Okay.
But a 2020 study by a consumer group found 10 out of 25 decaf coffee brands they tested contained the chemical, with brands like Amazon Fresh and Kroger's being the worst offenders.
Ooh.
Even then, the levels were low and didn't exceed the FDA's max level for safety.
Right.
The bill in California has several hurdles to clear before becoming a law, like every single thing in California.
California politics.
Yeah, yeah. If it does, the state will ban all decaf coffees using this chemical by 2027. So they're not going to completely ban decaf, just decaf companies that use this chemical.
Right, right.
For what it's worth, the National Coffee Association says the overwhelming weight of independent science evidence shows that drinking this decaf is safe. There are other ways to decaffeinate coffee, including processes using carbon dioxide and water, and there are more time-consuming. And they're more time-consuming and expensive. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, California has been tough on potential carcinogens. Last year, California became the first state to ban four candy chemicals linked to cancers and other health problems.
Okay.
So, I don't believe that we're going to find anybody out there who wants us to not get rid of things that might cause cancer.
Right.
And I do think that it's... you know, we're already behind the eight ball on this, so we got
a lot of things. Yeah.
We're not trying to get ahead of it; we're trying to catch up.
Right.
When it comes to this, I also feel like you can't jump the gun on one study, and there's been multiple studies,
right?
But I feel like there's work that needs to be done on this. Unfortunately, while that's happening, there might be other people getting hurt from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a very complicated thing because we hear this, you know, every now and then, or actually we're hearing it more and more recently, you know, like, oh, this thing has arsenic in it, or this thing has whatever, you know, bad chemical for human bodies. Well, yeah, there's trace elements of those things in lots of things, you know, but that's just it. It's trace elements. And we have a body of work out there that is, you know, studies this stuff and says, okay, you know, and yeah, there's going to be tweaking as we go along. They're going to find out, wait, oh, that's too high. You know, that maybe that's not that it's fine if it's that at that level or whatever, that kind of thing. But I would it's a delicate balance because, like you said, you don't want to put stuff out there that's going to hurt people. But at the same time, it seems like where we are now is okay. Now, if we want to say, hey, you know, why take the risk? Why don't we find these other ways to do it? And let's say you can only do it this way, okay? Which is safe. That seems like a reasonable expectation. Sure, why not? So that's one way to do it. Now, going and banning stuff, you know, maybe it's just they're threatening to do it. Like, you know, using the big stick, right?
Yeah,
you know, saying, we'll do this if you don't change, which, you know, that maybe that'll work too. Who knows?
Yeah. Here's hoping they do.
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, we spend our lives dealing with stuff in our air, in our skies.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the more fascinating things, and especially if you've ever paid attention to like the forgery world, or if you're into the art world or anything, there's, once we dropped the bomb, like, everything's been tainted since then. Like, there's no paint. You look at any painting that was done before we dropped the bomb and everything, before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different than every paint ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the reason why they're able to tell forgeries. It's
fascinating,
It really is. But it's also just one more thing of like, yeah, we've been dealing with a lot for a long time.
It's true. I mean, it's very true.
Some stuff our bodies have evolved and learned to handle, and some stuff we are just not. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
Where this ends up, yeah.
What I would hope is, like you were saying, I think that you had a strong point there. This scares you. This scares. I'm a company. I over half my income is from decaf coffee. They might ban this in California, one of the biggest coffee drinking states in the union.
Yeah.
So I better get on this and figure out a better way to make decaf, a safer way to make decaf.
Which usually means a more expensive way. That's why they don't do it right now. Yeah. It's probably because it's a little more expensive. But I mean, what's better? Banning your decaf coffee or just costing a little bit more to process it?
I'm not trying to put us even more in debt, but I mean, come on. Like, why else do we have, like, what good is money if we're losing people?
Right.
Money doesn't matter if there is nobody here to spend it.
Right. Amazon, I think, can afford to spend a little bit more in the process.
Spend the dang money.
They can afford it.
Figure it out. Yeah. and make it happen. Otherwise, get out of the game. Get out of business.
Come on.
You know, go find something else.
What are you doing in coffee anyway, Amazon? What's up with that, man? Please. I know you're in Seattle, but come on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's enough. We need a new coffee chain. There's not enough coffees out there. There's not enough options for coffee. Get out of here with that, man. I don't even get it in a day. Come on. You got to get it faster.
Or just drink caffeinated coffee. Forget the decaf.
No. Here's the new rule. You can't be a new coffee business if you're not going to do something different with coffee. I want something completely different. I want to completely change the game of coffee.
Change it somehow.
If you're going to. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, is it too early or late for birthdays?
You can get it right in. We're going to birthday anniversaries in just a moment. So you got one for us?
Yeah, Shemp Howard from Three Stooges.
Shemp.
I wonder if he's going to be in the celebrities.
I'm on that one, brother.
Oh, thank you for that.
That was great. Yeah.
Have a great morning, man. Best listeners in radio. I actually got to the point where
you were going to write it down.
I was writing it down. I was writing.
Not many people need Shemp anymore. You know?
Oh, it's not many Shemps. Not making many Shemps. We will come back and see it. We'll see if there's another Shemp on our list.
Maybe there is.
There might be. There won't be. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is celebrate all of you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe.
Yeah.
Visit them. They're open right now. Go check them out. There are two. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And they got a great post on their Facebook page today. Encourage you to like their page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great specials and themes that they do over there. Mm-hmm. And a really special post here I want to read. Please support our friend Kathy McGrath today from 10 to 5 and tomorrow from 1 to 5. She is the lady that does story time at the cafe the first Saturday of the month. She has many adorable and thoughtful things for sale, and you don't want to miss her open house.
Aww.
Show Kathy some support today and stop by El Cafe. First, thanks, Kathy, for doing that.
Yes.
Appreciating her reading to the
so
kids
awesome.
Like that
yeah.
and everything. Kathy's a wonderful writer, creator. Encourage you to not only check out her work, but also support the work that she does.
Mm-hmm.
Support the local arts.
Doesn't get much more local than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that and appreciate our friends at El Cafe using their space for something like
that's
that.
Great.
That is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just shows more and more how they are a business that puts back into their community, which we support highly.
100%.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries by sending to info@wfhr.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Just go ahead and DM us from there or call up 715-424-2600
on the phone. I just want to be specific.
It's probably a good idea.
just call out, you know.
I feel like you really definitely should have done that. I probably should have added that. There's people yelling at the radio.
Just going out their front door. Hey, yeah. It's up.
Hey, why didn't they include my birthday? How dare they? Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, and feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's do 3 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a happy birthday to a Shemp. No. we first up wish a happy birthday to Caitlin Wilson.
Happy birthday, Caitlin.
And enjoy your day, Caitlin. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Brittany Wansnyder.
Ah, happy birthday, Brittany.
Enjoy your day, Brittany. Hope it's a great day for you.
We like people named Brittany around here,
yeah,
don't we?
Big fans, yeah, big fans. And we wish a happy birthday to Marge Wendt. She is our qualifier.
Oh, happy birthday, Marge.
Enjoy your day, Marge. Hope it's a great one for you. Love that name.
I wonder why. Yeah.
That's a great name, Marge. That's a great name. We wish you a wonderful day, Marge, and to all of our qualifiers, happy birthday out there.
Yes, indeed.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Jodie Comer is 31. She is. She was, I think, most well known for playing Villennial and Killing Eve. Did an amazing job on that show. She was at Millie in the movie Free Guy, the Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, right.
Where he's a video game character. Mm-hmm. She was fantastic in it. She was really, really good. I haven't seen her work too much, but I'm excited to see what else she does because she seems like a really good young actor. Let's see here. Thora Birch is 41, Kevin Spacey's daughter in American Beauty. She was End in Ghost World, Danny in the Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus. Good actor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see here. Benji and Joel Madden are 45, twins who rock for Good Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
flashback. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah, whoa. I haven't thought of Good Charlotte for a long time.
Messing with me here. Yeah, I did not see that one coming.
No.
Let's see here. Johnny Knoxville is 53.
Well, he made a career. I don't know what kind of a career it was, but he made a career.
You know, you're not going to hear this very often. Johnny Knoxville, good actor.
He is.
He's a very good actor.
The few times where he's like seriously acted, not done the whole Jackass thing, he's done quite well. But I guess, you know, that's where he made his bones. So.
I'll admit, that's a funny way to put it, because the bones
broke his bones. Yeah, I should say that.
I'll admit, I watched a bit of the Jackass stuff for a little while and everything. I find him very charismatic.
And
he is the reason why I watched some of it and everything. It got old to me real quick, but I really like him as an actor.
Yeah,
and I like seeing him get work.
But, yeah.
Lisa Loeb is 56, still wondering if you will stay.
Oh, did she have the greatest glasses? Those cat eye glasses that she wore? Those were the best.
Greatest glasses, and I think you can make the argument greatest, like, I don't like to call her a one-hit wonder, but greatest, like, debut single.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
it's a great tune. It still holds up.
It still holds. It's still really popular. And the way she did it, she did it on her own.
Yep.
She didn't, you know, no record company, none of that or anything.
Why, James, that would be a perfect song for your show Unlabeled.
Thank you, Seth. Be sure to catch Unlabeled from 8 to 9 every Sunday right after Seth Faces Music here at WFHR. We definitely got to get that.
Yeah,
we'll
get that one.
You're right. We got to get that one in there. That's a really good note by you. I did not have that one written down. I got to write that one down. That's very good. Let's see here. Hey, don't worry. Be happy. Bobby McFerrin is 74 today.
Oh, I love Bobby McFerrin. He's such a fabulous musician. Okay, I got a quick Bobby McFerrin story here because he's so awesome. So he guest conducts orchestras. I don't know if people know that. He does it barefoot. Which is because he's trying to loosen, you know, the old stodgy setup. But no, I mean, that's the kind of musician. He's a fabulous musician. So there's this recording, and I don't know if it's on YouTube or what, but I've heard it before. He's conducting like the Vienna, one of the top orchestras in the world.
Wow.
He's out there conducting. They're doing the William Tell Overture.
Oh,
you know,
my
the
God.
Famous.
One of the hardest overtures to do.
Right. And it's, you know, the famous Lone Ranger one, you know, that we know from the Lone Ranger.
Nice.
And so, you know, if everyone who's ever heard the overture, there's a big flourish before I get to the famous part of, you know, so they do the big flourishing overture till they get to the part. When every, you know, the famous they all put their instruments down and they all do it like this. He gets the whole orchestra
awesome.
To do it with their voices.
Oh, that's got to be so much fun. That's got to be fun for the audience.
Oh,
and
my
them.
God. It was hilarious.
I wonder who thought of that. I bet you he thought of that.
That's totally Bobby McFerrin right
that's
there.
That's pretty
man.
Cool. I didn't know any of that, man. That is really fascinating. That is really cool.
Yes.
I will always be thankful to Bobby McFerrin because when Robin Williams passed, I couldn't get myself to watch any of his stand-up, his movies, anything that he did. One of the first things I was able to do was watch some scenes from Mork and Mindy and watch the video for Don't Worry, Be Happy, which Robin Williams stars in with Bobby McFerrin and another great stand-up comedian. I can't think of his name. But
right.
And I just love the performance.
That's great.
It's a fun video. I'm definitely watching that later today. And a happy birthday, happy 90th birthday to Sam Donaldson, ABC News legend.
I didn't realize he was still alive. Yeah. Happy birthday, yeah. Sam Donaldson.
Appreciate Sam's work. Appreciate Mr. Donaldson's work.
I always did appreciate when he was in the White House press corps. He was always one of those guys that asked tougher questions of the presidents and the press secretaries and stuff. But also, not your typical TV guy.
No.
Not he would have been great on radio. He just did. He looked kind of odd. You know, I don't want to be mean. It's not like he wasn't attractive or anything. He just had a very interesting look that wasn't what I associated with TV at the time.
Everybody today at 5 o'clock can turn on their local news or news station, and you're going to see some pretty people.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see some people that part of the reason they got that job is because of their looks.
Exactly.
When somebody is able to do something in spite of that, if you will, mm-hmm. for lack of a better way to put it, it is a gigantic credit to them. I think you're just trying to give credit to where it's due. And Mr. Donaldson, one of our architects of news for our generation especially, one of those guys that anytime I saw his hand up, I knew he was going to be a good question.
Yep.
I had no doubt of
him and Helen Thomas.
Yeah.
Two of the greats.
Very good. Those eyebrows are legendary, too, though. They're just as legendary.
No, you're absolutely right.
Maybe not as much as his questions and that great brain of his, but those
made
those
him look mean, too. I don't know. That's what
he did always seem like.
He looked
like
a little
that.
Angry,
yeah,
right?
He was a little, yeah. And that's going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries for today. But happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Again, happy birthday to Caitlin Wilson and Brittany Wansnyder.
Happy birthday, you two.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Marge Wendt.
Happy birthday, Marge. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Enjoy your day. Visit our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And be sure to catch Kathy McGrath today and tomorrow, today from 10 to 5 and tomorrow 1 to 5 for story time.
All right.
We will take a quick time out, check out some news, and come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Definitely no rain today.
No kidding.
Not looking that
way. We probably use some rain.
We definitely could. Yes. Wouldn't mind that at all. Hopefully, we might get some. We'll see. We'll find out from Brittany when she joins us every morning. Looking forward to that. Seth and James here with you, 8:35 on the clock, and we're talking world records, one of those topics we cover pretty heavily around here. The Summer Olympics are going up in July, coming up in July. Did you know tug of war used to be an official sport? I'm not sure if people knew that or not.
I think I remember hearing that, but that's cool. Interesting, right?
It was an event from 1900 to 1920.
Oh, wow. Good. You had a good run.
Yeah. The U.S. won a gold and silver in it over its run.
Mm.
So should we bring it back and supersize it? 100 people in the U.K. just broke a world record by competing in a tug-of-war match that stretched over a quarter mile.
Oh, my gosh.
Each side had 50 people positioned about 15 feet apart. The exact length was 1,694 feet. So almost a third of a mile.
Okay.
The two biggest challenges were finding a rope that long and a venue that would work.
Right, yeah.
They ended up doing it on a beach in South Wales.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Tug of war seems very much like an outside thing. That would be weird if you like went to an arena or something and did
point.
It. That'd be very weird.
You could probably pull this off in a stadium.
Yeah.
But you're right. It would
be weird.
In an
enclosed area? Yeah. That just feels strange. Anyway.
Huh. Yeah. I would. To be honest, I could see those things being an issue. I would have thought getting 100 people as well might have been tough, but apparently it wasn't.
Okay.
With that many people, both sides were pretty equal. They had to pull for 1 minute and 15 seconds before someone finally won. You could check out the footage online. They've got it for you online right there. But
wow.
It's pretty interesting. And there is all kinds of men, women, big, small. Like, there's all kinds of people.
That's what you need, man. This is like an inclusive like sport. I love that. I think about tug of war. Wow, that's an impressive. Oh, my gosh.
And whatever you're picturing in your head, you've got to see the video if you really do want to put some detail to it and everything.
I'm guessing from a drone shot that they did. Man, that was impressive. Just looking out how long that rope is.
So when you're playing tug of war with one person or a dog or something like that,
right?
Like, you know, the give and pull and everything, mm-hmm. and you know, okay, I don't have to pull that hard or whatever, something like that where you can't even really see. Like, I would think that that'd be a little more difficult. I don't know. That's an interesting
That would
one.
Be fascinating. Just pull.
Yeah.
You mule.
Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, fellas. You're talking world records. I got a one that's kind of local.
All right. Okay.
Don Gorski ate 34,128 Big Macs as of today.
Oh, yeah, oh, yes, Mr. Gorski, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yep, yep. Still doing his thing.
I was going to say he's adding to his record now every day, right?
Yeah, I think he eats like two a day or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yeah, he does. I know at least one. I know he eats at least one a day, but it probably is up to at least two, I imagine, or something.
Wow!
I've been missing you guys on the Monday sports talk, so I've got a whole bunch of stats for you today.
Oh, excellent! Oh man, you get a chance, be sure to join us tonight or today, 3 to 4.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely.
All right, good. Looking forward to it, brother.
Well, I got you on the horn. Did you watch the Oscars, and what did you think of that?
Ooh.
Well, we're going to talk about it a little bit later, so thank you for the tee-up. Appreciate it. We in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking about it a little bit.
All right.
I taught last night, so right. I didn't get to watch the Oscars. I did get to flip on the – we take a break. We do 3 hours.
Right.
We take a break. During that break, I flipped them on just to see – because I only wanted to see one category and one person win yesterday, and I got to see it.
Oh, dude. That worked out nice.
It couldn't have worked – I don't know how it worked out that way, but it just happened to work out that way. And man, I'm still feeling lucky from it. I'm still feeling like excited from it.
You would think
I won. We'll talk about that at the 9 o'clock kickoff, 9 o'clock hour. That's an interesting world record.
Yeah,
both the one that we just talked about and the one the caller brought up.
Yep. By the way, I know who will not be trying to do that. Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about his new diet. He is now giving – apparently he ate McDonald's every day.
Yeah.
Which was like, what? Jazz, what, he did?
Here's one of the most frustrating things if you're not only Jazz Chisholm, but if you're somebody out there who's trying to do that. You know, I think famously in this state especially, Prince Fielder did a similar thing.
Right.
Where he went green, if you will.
Yeah, I think he went full vegan, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
And there was a lot of talk at that time when that happened and everything. There is that, and then there is the person that does this stuff, like it because they have to, know that sort of thing.
Right? Yeah, I know what you mean.
There's that. It can go the other way. It can go the other way out of it stuff.
It can.
I don't know. We will. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
So, she says it's time she goes, but wanted to be sure I know. She hopes we can be friends.
Song I'm discovering I cannot play in my 90s show. Came out in 89.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought so. Nope, can't do it. That's the catch.
Oh, the video. I just watched the video for that again. It's weird.
It's a weird video. I love the way it ends, though.
Yeah.
I really love the ending. That last ting kind of, so good. Mm-hmm. So good. One of my all-time favorite songs. Love it. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We are talking about world records and the world record of, tug of war and if tug of war should be back as an Olympic sport. You had a really good thought about this, I thought.
Well, instead of like putting it into the Olympics, I think we need like an Olympic-style picnic games thing. Because you think of all of those things you did as a kid, all right? You know, you had the egg toss or the egg balance on the spoon race. You had the sack race, the three-legged race, tug of war. I mean, imagine like actual athletes doing that. That would actually be kind of interesting to me.
I really think it would.
I think it would be fascinating.
I'd let you see a bunch of linebackers out there playing tug of war, that kind of thing. I mean,
actual like big dudes. Yeah, that would be impressive. Yeah.
I think that'd be a fun thing. I think that's a fun idea. I think they should run with that. It's not bad at all.
I want to sign up to be an official, a judge, to make sure no one, violates the rules, like a referee kind of thing. Yes. That'd be cool.
That'd be a good role. Yeah. That'd be a good gig. Yeah. I like that. I'm not sure how I feel about this one, though.
Uh-oh.
You'd probably rather not think about how many people touched your food in the process of preparing it at restaurants with or without gloves.
No.
So according to the CDC, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time, meaning germs can spread from workers' hands to food, which can trigger an outbreak of foodborne illness to in restaurants, including norovirus, salmonella, E. coli, etc. So could this help? There's a new product called the hand scanner, which is being described as a hand-washing lie detector.
Oh, no.
It looks like a mounted hand dryer. A worker places their hands under it and after washing their hands, palms up, then palms down. And within 2 seconds, it can identify any residual contaminant using light fluorescence spectrology. With it, which is basically safe non-UV LED and LED lights.
Yep.
It's not brand new technology. A similar system is already used in the healthcare industry, and the hand scanner itself is already being introduced in over 10,000 restaurants worldwide, including some Taco Bell and Arby's locations.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Of course, the customers don't see the hand scanner reports. It's mostly meant to alert workers when they need to rewash their hands.
Right.
If contaminants are still in hard-to-clean areas, like beneath fingernails and around jewelry and your knuckles, you know, you want to know about it.
Yeah, right, right.
The worker is then instructed to rewash and retest. The system can also rat you out to your boss if you ignore the results.
Ooh. Big brother's watching, man.
Mm. Also, it can be used with gloves, although gloves can be nastier than bare hands because they're harder to clean.
Yeah.
They can lead to less hand washing and then often give a false sense of security.
I've always wondered that about gloves and food. It's like after the first time you use them, isn't that it? Like you'd have to constantly change your gloves in order to do that. So I think just washing your hands is probably better in the long run. Just wash your hands, you know?
The CEO at the company that made the hand scanner says, when someone says to me that their hands are clean because they have gloves on, I say, all right, lick them. And they say, no, my gloves are disgusting.
Okay, that was good. I got to give him credit for that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Lick them.
I mean, how great would it be if we didn't need this? You know?
Yeah.
Like, how great would it be? Like, what a silly invention. Of course we wash our hands. Who wouldn't do this? Like, you know, it'd be great in a perfect world.
And again, it's one of those things, as soon as you do something, though, I mean, you're going to get something on your hands. You know, as much as you clean them, you could wash your hands all day. And as soon as you start working with them, I agree. You need to be safe. Careful. You need to be safe when you're handling food, you know, just so people don't get sick. That's not a good thing. No one likes to get sick from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree. But let's not, you know, going overboard. That's kind of been a theme this morning.
Yeah.
So
It does make me a little concerned about timing. Restaurant business, everything's about time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I that's going to slow things down for customers, for workers there.
Right.
But I also think that we're all okay with that.
Yes.
Like, I have never heard anybody complain about the line at Culver's.
No.
I've never heard that. Like, I'm sure there are. I'm not saying nobody ever does or anything.
Right.
But nobody I've ever been in the car with, or anybody that I know when my sister worked there or anything like that, I've never heard, because we understand. All right, waiting a little longer. Yeah, I want my food. Yeah, I hate waiting in line. But you wait because you know it's going to be good. You know, you're waiting for quality.
Well, and they tell you that, too. I mean, they say, you know, we wait till you get your order, and then we start making your burger or whatever it is. I mean, if they're warning you that that's what's going to happen, you know, and I appreciate places like that when you have a child like I do who has a peanut allergy, and you have to tell them, you know, he's got a peanut allergy, so they have to change, you know, the thing and do it. But they do it, and we really appreciate it when they do. And yes, it does take a little longer, but thanks. You know, it makes us want to go there. See, that's the thing. They do things right. You want to go back, even if there is a wait.
Yep.
Is that so strange, everyone? Yeah. Think about that.
I would rather have it safe than fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll wait. I'd rather wait
a little bit.
Than
that. And it's not like it's that much longer.
Right.
It really isn't.
I like the idea of companies that do have these things installed, like letting customers know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they should. I think that, absolutely. Hey, look what we got here and stuff. I mean, not only would that kind of give a little bit of a nod to the customer that, hey, we take your safety and your health serious, but also let them know maybe why it is taking a little longer, why it does take a little bit more and stuff. Oh, well, darn, I want my food. Oh, what? They're washing their hair. Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
take your time. Take your time. Make sure to get under the fingernails. Take your time. I think that would be understandable.
It takes a little bit slower to get your food, that just means you're not going to be going quicker to the bathroom. Let's just put it that way. You know?
It's a win-win.
It is.
We will take a quick time out. Come back with more fun. Yes, on the morning show. WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We'll take it to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with entertainment news. And then keep in mind, we kick off our series of candidates where we're going to be interviewing candidates. They'll sit down with me. Begin that at 9:35 today with Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidate Tom Terry Muse.
Very good.
Tom will join us at 9:35. We'll have the other candidate, Matt Zacher, joining us on Wednesday at 9:50. At 9:50 today, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate Christopher Indo will join us. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Kate Medina tomorrow will be here at 9:50. As a candidate of the Wisconsin Rapids School Board, and our last candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board will be at 9:50 on Thursday.
All right.
Looking forward to all of our guests joining us, coming by studio, hanging out with us a little bit, and you guys getting to know them some.
Information is always good.
Yeah. Let's take a look at some fun stories, some good stories, wrap up the hour. A Florida animal shelter said a microchip led to a 14-year-old dog being reunited with their family after being missing for 10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
Wow.
The Humane Society of Tampa Bay said on social media that the cockapoo was brought to the shelter as a stray and was scanned for a microchip. Hmm. Is that the funniest dog name? Dog breed? Cockapoo? Like, that's a tough one
that's
to say serious.
I can't do it without giggling.
Yeah, you can't help it. You become 5 years old immediately. Her microchip led the team to Louisa, who was in disbelief when we called, because Cleo, as we learned was her name, had run away 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
The Cleo family said they never lost hope and continued to update their microchip in the small hope that they would be reunited even after they moved to Miami.
Wow.
This quote, this shows the power and importance of the microchip and never losing hope.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
That's pretty darn cool.
That's a great story.
That's a really great story. Yeah. That is really amazing right there. And it really does speak to how important it is to not only microchip your animals, but keep up to date on those things.
Exactly.
You just never know.
You never know.
And I think, if I could be, and I don't care if I'm corny for a second here, I don't do this very often. I also feel like it's a great example of hope.
It is.
Like, as somebody who was born with an overly logical brain, and I don't do well with faith and hope and a lot of these things, and I wish I did. Like, I don't say that like I'm judging those things. I actually think you're a stronger and more impressive person to me when you do have those things. I wish my brain worked that way. My brain looks for data. My brain looks for examples and evidence. And to me, this is like evidence of hope. Yeah. This is evidence of faith. This is evidence of those things.
Right. I want to make a distinction here because a lot of people, maybe mistake hope for optimism. Mm-hmm. Okay. Optimism is more of a, things will turn out all right.
Yeah.
Hope is not that. Mm-hmm. Hope is the hope for something good to happen. And the reason I say it's actually makes sense to have hope, we don't know what's going to happen, people.
Yeah.
It's the old, if you can't tell the future, then you can have hope because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, I'm just as corny as you are now because it's true.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. That's why having hope actually makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not being dumb. It's not being overly, sillily optimistic. Mm-hmm. It's not that at all. It's the hope for better things. And I think that even, just having that means that, yes, maybe things will be better. We have to be open to that possibility.
It's also a big one of the big reasons why Nostradamus was a jerk. Yeah. He was always in a bad mood because he knew what was coming.
Yeah, right.
And he's very grumpy about it.
He sure did. Boy, he has just been right 100% on that Nostradamus.
It's got to be great to like predict stuff like that's going to happen long after
you're
gone.
Dead. Yeah, right.
Long after you're gone. Like, I want that gig. That seems like a great gig. The great prophet Nostradamus predicting things hundreds of years from now. Did anybody call him on that? I just hope that, like, in human history, one person was, like, leaning over, like, man, this is a great hustle you got going here, man. This is really...
I don't know if he even made it. That's the funny thing. Did he, like, profit off it at all?
No,
I have no idea if he did.
I don't think so, no. And I want to wrap up the hour just thanking the best listeners in radio. So last couple of weeks, Seth and I have been talking about putting on a show that I've been talking about for a long time doing, and just we haven't had the time. Director's Cut is a personal show to me, and I know has become one for you, Seth. It's something that means a lot to us, and we love that show. That show, thanks to our audience and the great guests we've had, will never go away. It's just in hiatus right now as we're building a good guest for you guys.
Right.
So you don't have to hear Seth and I just rambling every week or something like that.
You hear it enough during the morning show.
Right. But what do we do in the meantime? We don't want to just keep playing reruns, and we want to put original content on the radio. That is very important, not just to us here at WFHR, but the civic media, especially to our owner, Sage.
It really is important.
He really wants original content on the radio. That's stuff we own the copyright of. That's stuff we create.
Yep.
So creates Unlabeled, something that actually we were talking about doing with Marcus in Heart of Wisconsin Media.
It has been around for a while. It's
true. Yeah. So we finally get it in us. Seth gave me the push I needed, and we were able to write the show, create the show, produce the show within a couple of days last week. That was a rush job, to be honest with everybody. And it's a pilot episode. It's a preview. Wanted to see how it did. We didn't get a chance to really promote it much leading into it.
No.
And that was a little intentional because we want to see how it does. I have already got 7 requests from our listeners. I got multiple emails and texts that I'll be sure to show you a little bit later, complimenting you and me.
Oh, nice.
And a big thank you to everybody out there making it successful. We really appreciate that. I'm literally blown away by that. I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, when the lead-in is a wonderful show like Seth Faces the Music, I mean, how can you miss?
No, right, right. You know, hey, there's a reason why after the Super Bowl they got a great TV, they got a new show out afterwards. Yeah. It's all about that lead-in show. It's all about that. We appreciate the listeners supporting Seth Faces Music, supporting these original shows we do, and please spread the word about them, everybody.
Yes, please do.
Our newest show gonna be back. We'll play the we're gonna recast the episode again. We're gonna play it this week again, but in a week or two we'll have a new one for you.
We will.
So I would say in 2 weeks we'll have a new episode, and we're doing that in part because we want your requests. James.Mailov@civicmedia.us. Hit me
keep
up with
coming.
Your requests.
Yeah.
We'll have some more '90s playing for you coming up. Soon. It's going to be fun. Coming up, more great stuff for you right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.